So here we are, part A of episode 1, season 8. Let's go. First sentence, I'm just getting on a train. Getting on. Getting on is to enter. You get on a train. You get on a boat. You get on a plane. What would be the opposite of on? Well, off. You get on a plane, you get off a plane. You get on a train, you get off a train. What about a car? A car, we get in. You get in a car, you get out of a car. Don't ask me why. I didn't make that up. I didn't create that. It's just the way it is. Car, get in. Pretty much everything else, get on. Get on a bike, get on a motorcycle, get on a train, get on a plane, get on a boat. Okay, got it? Get on, get off. Get in, get out. Get in the car, get out the car. Next sentence, number 2. So a few things don't go your way and your best decision is to ride the rails like a hobo. To go your way. Things didn't go his way. What does it mean to go your way? To go your way means to have what you want to happen. You want something to happen and it goes your way. In this case, it didn't go Sheldon's way. It didn't go his way. It didn't go the way he wanted it to go. So he gets upset. He goes to the train station and he wants to ride the rails like a hobo. What's a hobo? Hobo is a homeless person. A homeless person. Somebody without a house. A person on the streets. Homeless. A bum. A hobo. Hobo's more of an older term. They used to ride the trains around the country instead of living somewhere. True story. Number 3. I am overwhelmed. Overwhelmed. Overwhelmed is too much emotion. Too much emotion. I can't handle it. I don't know what to do. I'm overwhelmed with stress this week. I'm overwhelmed with all the work that I have to do. Overwhelmed. You are not able to handle what you're feeling. Number 4. I need to get away and think. To get away. To get away is to go somewhere, to leave, to go on vacation, to get out of your normal situation, to get away. I need to get away. I need to get away. I need to get out of the city. I need to get out of this job. I need to get away. Next one, number 5. Is it all possible that you're knitting a pair of pants? Knitting. What's knitting? Well, you're knitting a pair of pants. You're making a pair of pants. To knit is to take a needle and thread and you make clothing. You make something. Maybe your grandmother does something like this, or even your mother. But to knit. To knit is to make clothing. To knit. Number 6. I embarked on a railroad journey of healing. To embark, to go on a journey. And to heal is to feel better. This could be spiritually, internally, like in Sheldon's case, to heal yourself. Or it could be physically, where your body heals. You have an injury, you break your arm, you need to wait a few months for it to heal. To heal. To get better. Next one. 7. My favorite bookstore burned down. My favorite bookstore burned down. Phrasal verb. Burned down. It burned completely. Burned down to the ground. My house burned down. To burn down is to catch on fire and to completely be destroyed. So the building is down. Down on the ground. My number 8. 9. My roommate got engaged. To get engaged. To get engaged is to the first step before getting married. You get married, but first you get engaged. So you ask somebody to marry you, you get engaged. I'm engaged, actually, personally. I'm engaged. I am engaged. I got engaged a couple years ago. To get engaged, to be engaged. I am engaged. I got engaged 2 years ago. Now, number 9. My girlfriend wanted to move in with me. To move in, to move inside your house. To go into your house, to move in. Hey, do you want to move in with me? Do you want to move in? Come into my house, to move into my house, to live with me. Opposite would be move out, right? To move out, to leave a house. I'm moving out of this house. I'm moving out of this city. I'm moving out. Easy. pay attention to those opposites. Move in would be the opposite of move out. In, out. In, out. Number 10, which was no doubt a ploy. What is a ploy? A ploy is a plan to do something bad to somebody. To ploy. A ploy. This was a ploy. A ploy to take my money. A ploy. It's a bad plan. 11. 11. A nation rallied behind him. To rally behind is to support. To rally. To rally is almost to kind of protest. To have a protest. Something like that. To rally. We're going to rally behind this presidential candidate. Even though they are a scumbag. We're going to rally behind them. 16. Where was I? 12. Before you walk away. To walk away is to leave. Don't walk away. There's a song. Don't walk away. To walk away, to leave. Why are you walking away? Don't walk away from me. Opposite. Walk towards. Walk towards. Walk away, walk towards. I need you to pick me up. Pick me up. Pick me up. Pick him up. Pick him up. Pick me up. Pick me up at the store. Usually we use this for rides. To give somebody a ride. Just about to. Just about to. I'm just about to do something. Just about means you are going to do something soon, but you haven't done it yet. Somebody say, hey, dude, why didn't you call me? And you say, oh, I was just about to do it. Probably weren't going to do anything, but you can say that. I was just about to do it. Next one. Robbed. I was robbed. What did they steal from you? Well, they stole my cell phone, but I was robbed. Me, I'm a person, I'm robbed. They can rob my car, it's gone. Or they can rob me. They can steal my phone and they can steal the stereo out of my car. Got it? I get robbed, they steal my stuff. I'm wearing borrowed pants, number 16, borrowed pants. Whose pants are these? These aren't mine. I'm using them right now, though. I'm wearing borrowed pants. Can I borrow your pants, please? I lost my pants. Borrowed pants. To borrow. What's going on? Hey, what's going on? Easy. What's happening? What's going on? What's happening? Next one, he got all his stuff stolen. Here we go, stolen. His stuff was stolen. Not robbed. Stolen. You steal stuff. You steal things. You steal a phone. You steal a car. You steal your friend's cologne imported from the United States. You steal this stuff. Your car might get robbed. It means they break a window and get inside and they steal your new shoes. But stolen is for things. His stuff got stolen. Right? Sheldon, hang tight. Sheldon, chill out. Hang tight. Hang tight. Wait. Wait. Hey, dude, hang tight. Hey, man, just hang tight a minute. Please, just hang tight. I will be right back. Hang tight. Next, number 20. A really good comeback for chicken legs. Somebody's got some chicken legs. Sheldon's got some chicken legs. And comeback is something you say back to somebody who already talked shit to you. Somebody who talks shit to you, who said something bad to you. You say something back. But when he said, no, you are. No, I'm not, you are. That's a child's comeback. He needs something a little better than that. So what's a good comeback? Say that. Hey, but you're fat. That would be a comeback, right?
A good comeback. What's a comeback? A comeback is something you say to somebody after they make fun of you, after they say something bad about you,
joke about you. They're calling Sheldon chicken legs because he has skinny legs, look like a chicken. So you're thinking of something to say back to them. A comeback. What's a good comeback? Say his comeback was, I know you are, but what am I? A very cheesy, generic comeback. Cheesy. Cheesy. Generic. Cheesy comeback. What is a good comeback? What is a good way to defend yourself? Stony silence. Stony. Stone is hard, right? A stone is like a rock. So it's the same thing. A stone is a rock. A hard silence. Stony silence. What's a stony silence? Is a hard, heavy silence. To be rattled. He's just a little rattled. The rattled is upset. To be rattled. He was upset. Think of a rattlesnake. You know, a rattlesnake that makes the sound. That's a rattlesnake. It shakes. You're shaken. You're upset. He's just a little rattled. Scared. Huh? I don't know if that was a good description of a rattlesnake, but the snake that goes. I'm holding my breath. I'm holding my breath. Literally, this means you're not breathing. When we use it as an expression, it means you're waiting for something to happen. You're nervous. You're being quiet and patient. You're trying to just wait until something happens. I'm holding my breath. I'm waiting till you grow your hair out. I'm being patient. I'm a little nervous. I don't know. I don't like it very much. I'm holding my breath. Thanks for the lift. What's a lift? A lift. A lift is a ride. Thanks for the ride. Thanks for giving me a lift. Thanks for giving me a ride to the store. I need a lift. I need a lift to the store, please. Can you take me to the store? I need a lift. Thanks. I'm having my windows untinted. Untinted. To tint your windows is to make them dark. To keep the sun out, right? To keep the sun out, we tint our windows. If you untint them, that means the opposite. You're going to take the tint off to make them normal. To untint. He's having his windows untinted. Why? Because he's a dork. He's having them untinted. Next one, I want the haters to know. What's a hater? A hater is somebody who doesn't believe in you, who doesn't trust you, who doesn't think you're cool. They hate what you're doing. They're a hater. Yo, don't be a hater. Haters. Here's the next one you would never get. This is those hard things to get in another culture, another language. How's the Haterade taste, bro? Haterade. What is that? Haterade. Well, it's a play on words. You're taking the word hater, adding it with aid, which means what? Haterade sounds like Gatorade, right? Gatorade the drink. Gatorade. Gatorade. Haterade. How's the Haterade taste, bro? See how they did that? Gatorade. I just want to pop in and make sure mom's okay. To pop in is to go somewhere quickly, to make an appearance, to appear someone quickly. Just want to pop in. I'm going to go by my friend's house and pop in. Not stay there a long time. I'm not going to go to my mom's house and spend the whole afternoon drinking coffee and talking about the neighbors. I'm just going to pop in. Just hang out for a minute, right? Next one, I thought Stuart was looking after her. To look after. To look after is to take care of somebody. To take care of somebody. To look after somebody. I'm going to look after my mother this weekend. She's having surgery. I'm going to take look after her. I'm going to look after her. Next one, her cast is off. He was, but now that her cast is off, he moved out. A cast. What is a cast? She took her cast off. A cast is something you put on your body when you have an injury. When you break your arm, you put on a cast. You break your arm, you break your leg, you put on a cast. It's made out of plaster, I think. You put it on your body, keeps it still, keeps it from moving. This is a cast. Took it off. He moved out. We talked about this already. To move out is the opposite of move in. He left the house. Clummy. What is clummy? Kind of made this word up. Clummy is kind of a friend, a weird friendship. Kind of a weird friendship, a strange friendship. He's talking about his mom. He's being clummy with him. It's creepy. Creepy clummy. Creepy is strange. Creepy is weird. It's not right. Something that's creepy clummy. I mean, it's a strange friendship. They're all giggly around each other. Giggly. Giggly. What is giggly? Giggly is kind of laughing, playing with somebody. You know, that annoying thing when you see a couple in the, out in public and they're giggling, laughing with each other and kissing each other and being kind of like kids. So here, giggly is kind of like children and laughing and telling stupid jokes. Could be quite annoying. Next one, any leads. Any leads on the person who stole my belongings. What is a lead? A lead is a tip or something that helps you figure out a problem. What is a lead in this situation? A lead. Did you find any information about who stole? To stole. Remember, stole, not robbed. Who stole my belongings? Who stole my things? These things belong to me. They're my belongings. Any idea on who stole my belongings? Next one, but you already made me take off. You already made me take that off my resume. To take off is to remove. Take this off your resume, remove it from my resume. Take off your shirt, remove your shirt. Take off, right? No such thing as take on. Take on is not the opposite of take off. Take on is different. Here we don't use the opposite. Take off, put on. Put on a shirt, take off a shirt. Put on a shirt, take off a shirt. Remove, take off. Next long sentence here. The job is like a lot like being a waitress, except instead of pushing the fish tacos, because they're about to go bad. So what does it mean to push something? To push something means to influence somebody, to try to get something to buy it, to push this. They keep pushing this on me. Fish tacos are about to go bad, to go bad. That means they're about to be rotten. They're about to be old. The fish is about to become spoiled. It's been there too long, and once it goes spoiled, once it goes rotten, once it goes bad, it smells bad. You can't eat it. It's over. So they're trying to push the fish tacos on them before they go bad and they won't be able to sell it. Which she compares to being a pharmacist in this situation, selling pharmaceuticals. You're pushing antidepressants on the consumer. You're pushing, trying to convince them to buy something, to push something on somebody before the FDA, which is the Federal Drug Administration, finds out they cause rectal bleeding. To find out is to discover information. To find out is to discover some sort of news or information. I found out she was doing something wrong. I found out this is not the way that I wanted it to be, to find information. In this case, the Federal FDA, Food and Drug Administration, find out that these antidepressants that they're pushing on them cause rectal bleeding. Rectal bleeding, I'll let you figure that out on your own time. You can Google that. I'm sure there'll be some nice images about rectal bleeding. Feel free. Next one. Anyway, I talked you up to Dan. Talked you up. Just talk someone up. To talk someone up is to talk good about somebody. To give somebody a lot of compliments to somebody else. I talked you up to Dan. This case, she talked the girl up to Dan to make her look good for the job. I talked you up. Oh, my girlfriend always talks me up. She always talks good things about me to other people. Nice. Huh? Next one, great expression here. I just hope I'm not in over my head. In over my head. What does it mean to be over your head? Think about it. If you're in over your head, you are covered in something. In this case, covered with too much pressure. And if you're in over your head, you can't handle what's going on, which means you can't support what's happening to you. I'm in over my head. This is too much. I need to stop. I can't do this. I'm not experienced enough. I'm in over my head. Is there anything you are in over your head on? To be in and over your head. Next one. I wouldn't have put you up for this job if I didn't think you could handle it. To put somebody up for something, to put somebody up for this job is to nominate them. So her friend nominated her for the job, to put her up for the job. Hey, do you think you could put me up for this job? To nominate me for this job. And another verb, to handle. To handle is just to support, like I said already, to support. I think you could handle this. You can take care of this. You are good enough to do this. You can handle this, right? I put you up for this job because I think you can handle it. I nominated you for this job because I think you are be good at it. Next one, Ma, I hope you're decent. To be decent. To be decent in this way means, what do you think? He walks into the house, then he talks about her boobs, hopes that she's decent, meaning he hopes she's dressed. To be decent in this case is to be dressed. You've probably seen this in movies and other shows. Hey, I hope you're decent. I hope you are wearing clothes, not naked. Next one, Debbie and I got to talking over dinner. We got to talking. We started talking, right? We got to talking. We got to talking. We started talking. That's it. We started talking. She likes having me around. To like somebody, to be around, to like having somebody around. Sorry, to like having somebody be around means to, you like them being around you. You like them being in the same environment, in the same place. Oh, I really like having you around. You should come to my house more often. I like having you around. I like having him around. I could say I don't like having him around. He's annoying. He's tough. Annoying. But, yeah, having somebody around. I like having you around. You should stay here more often. I'd like to back you up, but this sounds like it was pretty precious. To back somebody up. To back you up. I'd like to back you up. I'd like to support you. To support somebody is to back them up. I'd like to support you. I'd like to back you up. But it was precious. I did think it was a cool, precious moment. It was a nice moment. So I won't back you up on this. You're in work. You're having a problem with your boss. You ask your colleague, hey, will you back me up on this? The boss should not be doing this. I need some support. Please back me up on this. Back me up. Support my side. Back me up. It wouldn't kill you to pick up the phone. An expression, we say, this won't kill you. Obviously, it's not going to kill you, but you just say it's not a big deal. It's not a big problem. It's easy. Just do it. It won't kill you. It won't kill you to listen to this audio a few times a week. It definitely won't kill you. I hope not. If it does, I'm sorry. Next here, Sherlock Holmes liked to use cocaine to sharpen his focus. Did you know that? I've heard about that, actually. That he liked cocaine. Back in the day, things were a lot different, huh? To sharpen. What is the verb to sharpen? The verb to sharpen. To sharpen is to make more sharp, like a knife. When you cut meat, the knife has to be sharp. It has to be sharp to cut well. Focus can be sharp. If your focus is sharp, it means your focus is very directed on one thing, very concentrated. So sharpen his focus is to make his focus more concentrated. Cocaine did this for him. Don't know about your experience with that. Let me know if you agree. Next one, he says that, but I'm sure those Cool Ranch Doritos, we all know what Doritos are doing the trick, to do the tricks, to work. I hope that's doing the trick. I hope it's working. I hope it's doing what you want it to do. Does this do the trick? Will this do the trick? Somebody's really thirsty. Give them a beer. Hey, will this do the trick? Is this going to do the trick? Is this going to work for you? Is this enough for you? Whisper to whisper. To whisper is to speak softly, to whisper like this. Hey. Hey, I'm just going to talk like this for a minute. This is what whispering is. To whisper. To whisper. Got it? To whisper. Last thing, shotgun. Probably know what a shotgun is. It's a gun. But what about the way that Sheldon used it? He said shotgun and then ran out of the room. Why? Anybody know? When you say shotgun, it means you want to sit in the front seat. You want to sit in the front seat next to the driver. So that's why he ran out quickly, so he could get to the car and sit in the front seat. Got it? And that's not what his girlfriend expected him to say. Sheldon, being Sheldon, wanted to sit in the front seat, so he said shotgun. So when you're with somebody, you're with a group, you want to sit in the front seat, you say shotgun.